Please make welcome to center stage, Heaven Bound.
Sound the trumpet loud, for the victory is nearing. The enemy is falling left and right. So raise the banner high and proclaim the awesome glory of our blessed Redeemer, who is leading in the fight. So sound the trumpet loud, for the victory is nearing. The enemy is falling left and right.
Marched up boldly to the walls of Jericho. They knew that they would fall, cause the Lord had told them so. So on the seventh day, they marched the seventh time around, and they sounded with their trumpets, and the walls came tumbling down.
So sound the trumpet loud, for the victory is nearing. The enemy is falling left and right.
When our Savior will appear, old Gabriel's gonna stand and blow his trumpet loud and clear. Then graves will start tumbling as a sign of death's defeat. And when the trumpet sounds, saints will rise in victory.
Sin. The chains of this world had me bound within. Then Jesus passed by and he heard my heart's cry. And he broke all my chains. I'm free. Oh yes, I'm free. I'm forgiven and I know that I am. I'm free. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm free from the shackles that had me bound. I'm free. Praise God, I'm free.
How many in the house?
Paralyzed within, Satan's got you bound with his grip of sin.
Well, just call upon Jesus, your soul he will cleanse. Now let your new life of freedom begin.
Yes, I'm free, I'm forgiven, and I know that I am. I'm free, I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm free from the shackles that had me bound. I'm free, praise God, I'm free.
I'm free from the shackles that had me bound. I'm free.
my Lord's returning to take me away. I've got my house in order. I'm doing all that I should do. For when the roll is called up yonder,
slow down and sing you an old classic song right now. This has got to be one of my favorite songs that the late Rusty Goodman wrote. And it's also one of my favorite songs that Craig Singletary sings. We actually started singing this song. We've known it, but we just started singing while we were setting the sound equipment one Sunday morning. And it blessed our heart. And we need a blessing just as much as you do. And this blesses us to sing this song. It simply asks the question, who am I? Thank you.
when I think of how he came so far from glory. He came to dwell among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary. And when I ask myself this question, Lord, who am I? Who am I that would
the King, that's who I am. Yes. And there's nothing anyone here or anyone anywhere else can do to take that away from me. I'm so glad to know tonight that my God loves me, and there's nothing that you or me can do about it. He's going to love me right on. My mama wrote a song, and it's our latest single across the country, but we're going to put it on our live album. And it's been touching folks' life all across this great country of ours. It talks about a beautiful story about how Christians don't have to be moved. It tells a story about personal times in my life when I've needed places to hide, a place of refuge to run to. Yes, I'm only 27 years of age, but there's been times in my life when the devil was jumping on me. And I thought, if I could just find me a place of refuge. Oh, his name is Jesus Christ. This song ain't just for the pastor. It's not just for the Sunday school teacher. It's for the Christian. And a Christian can stand and draw a line in the sand and say, friend, I don't have to be moved from Mount Zion. Listen.
I cried out to Jesus, and he answered. From the darkest valley, and he set me on a solid rock where I'm gonna stay. I'll not be moved, I'll not be moved from my ceases, 'cause it fills me.
I didn't want to cry. But here I am. You know, there's no other love. I never talk either.
You're talking now.
There's no other love. The love my Father has for me. And He has for you. Since we started singing this song, it's blessed so many souls. It's blessed me. It's become our theme song somewhat, because the devil has thrown so much at us. But we're not going to be moved tonight. We're not going to be moved. Let me try to sing that second verse. This love that I found, it never ceases, and it never will. 'Cause it fills me bright and new every day. And if His thoughts are always upon me, then I shall stand.
And I wasn't there when they nailed Him to that old rugged tree. But I'll be there when they crown Him King of Kings. Yes, I'll be there when they swing the gates wide open. And I'll be there when the saints go marching. And I'll be there when the millions bow before Him. And I'll be there when they crown Him King of Kings. to be in that number. Boy, and if you want to be a part of that royal bond, well, just let Jesus in, then he'll save your soul from sin. And when we get there, we'll crown him Lord of all. Oh, yes, I'll be there when they swing the gates wide open. And I'll be there when the saints go marching in. And I'll be there when the millions bow before him. And I'll be there when they crown him King of Kings. Yes, I'll be there.
Sweat. He said, I had a hand in writing that song. You can always tell when somebody wrote that song. They know how to sing it. Amen. I watched Craig's mama out there. She's wiping her tears, and all the mom and dad out there wrote, I'll Not Be Moved from Mount Zion, the author right over here. Hallelujah. We're having it now. Have you noticed something ain't changed? There's power, isn't it? And when you bind your faith together, it cannot, shall not, will not ever be broken. Woo! Give me a Bible. I'm fixing to preach right here in just a minute. Let me take just a quick moment and tell you it's a real pressure to enter. Pleasure. I had it right the first time.
No, this is live.
It's a real pleasure to introduce these guys. And a lot of you are from out of town, and we've seen you all over the country, and Missouri, and Illinois, Louisiana, Mississippi. If you hear your state, holler out anytime. South Carolina, Tennessee, Alaska, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua, Manila. I'm Brazil. No, I'm kidding, carrying on. But we're glad that you're here. And there's one among us tonight that's been here all those 25 years, this group's history. One of the best right here. Would you welcome from right here in Kinston, North Carolina, Mr. Ken Eubanks. Woo! Yes, sir. Can you get out from there? Well, yeah, sure you can. Come on, you got a drummer. Well, he's standing. You got a drummer that looks this good. By gosh, we want you to see him. Let me get out of the way. He looks like he's fixing to sell somebody a house tonight with that Century 21 coat on. He's got it on. It's my coat? Boy, you better not sweat in that thing. I got to take it back next week. It ain't paid for yet. Just ask my wife. It ain't paid. Anyway, this young man, this is Ken's 24-year-old son, and he has got to be one of the drummingest machines I've ever heard of in my life. In the studio, on the stage, since about 9 or 10 years old, I believe it is. He's such a little fella. One of the first times I saw him, well, I didn't see him. I heard him, I didn't see him. I saw the drums moving and shaking. I thought, what in the world's going on? Some new gadget? Yeah, it was a gadget, all right. It was the Spike Man right here. Would you welcome Spike Eubanks on the drum?
That's the man right there.
Please don't scare the children, please. Don't care. Is anyone missing a child? This 12-year-old bass player right, 21, I get him mixed up, and so do your parents. He acts like 12, doesn't he? Well, I was looking for your dad. Your folks have already left. No, there they are. Ashamed of him. This young man has truly been a blessing to our group since he's been here right at 3 years now. He's been here since he was a teenager, and we love him, and he's just got a... He's got something. What is it? No.
He's got a lot.
What he does is got to be, he's one of the best at what in the world is it he does? Well, I know he plays the bass guitar and he can sing from time to time, but he's got that little certain something that, I'm making this up, he ain't got nothing, does he? He ain't got nothing. Try, can't build him up no more than he is. He's just a fantastic Christian young man. That's what he is. And he's one of our Church of God boys. And he,
Church of God.
One of our Church of God boys. And
he, there he goes again.
Church of God. Let God, brother, right now. This is the only, he's got a nice, pretty blonde coat on, too.
It's yours, too.
Well, whose coat have I got on? I ain't got nothing left. He's the only fella I know of and get his hair and his teeth to match his outfit. I don't know. Oh, come on back here. I was just playing. Not really. I want you to make him welcome. He's from just down the road a piece over in Zebulon, North Carolina. We love him. I know you love him. Mr. Kevin Pulley on the bass guitar.
His whole family's on that back side.
A dime holding up a dollar. We're trying to record a. He's one of the best. Yeah, somewhere tonight there's a village missing an idiot. He's on the guitar over there, amen. Oh, I didn't get an amen from that. We love him, don't we? This young man singing the lead, has he got a talent or what? He's got it. I remember one of the first. I don't know, but that sounded a bit rehearsed, don't you? But it sounded good nevertheless. And this young man walked into our lives 3 years ago or so. We were down in Florida, matter of fact, and singing. And he was singing with another group down in the area. And he stepped out that night, and I've shared this all over the country, with just a flat top guitar. And sang the Midnight Cry that night. And this young man, they're still struggling, praise the God. And this young man just blessed our socks off, so to speak. And we thought if we're ever in need of a singer, we're going to hunt him down and find him. And sure enough, God put it together, and he's here, and this group is just lucky, very blessed to have such a vocal and such a good Christian young man from the state of Georgia. Way down in South Georgia, around Bainbridge, Georgia, his name is Mr. Bill. Come on and give it up for Mr. Bill Shivers. Amen. Boy, that. We've got double trouble in this group. If one Georgia boy wasn't another one, you need to go out and find another Georgia boy. And we got some trouble right here. No, we've got a young man that's got to be one of the most sincere. We hear this word all the time. And we're at the table and I hear folks coming by and say how they enjoyed the group. They're talking about different words describe different people. Some I can tell you and some I can't. But but when they come along to this man right here, not only enjoy his singing and testimony, but they talk about what a sincere spirit they get from this young man right here, and it goes to good Christian living and raising. And we're glad to have him a part of this team. That's what we are. He's from around Wiggum, Georgia, and I want you to make him welcome tonight. Would you make him welcome again, Mr. Craig Singletary?
Thank you. Y'all can be seated now.
Them new contacts ain't working like they're supposed to. They're all the way down, brother.
In every group, no matter which, you have to have one special someone, and you can brag on all these guys, and y'all can build our egos up by clapping like you do, and we surely do appreciate it. But we know that we're not that one special someone. That one special someone has to have so many different kind of ingredients. The main one is he needs to look just like a man, but sound like a full-grown woman. Well, here's ours right here from Greenville, North Carolina. Sister Derek Boyd, make him welcome here tonight in Kinston, North Carolina. And doesn't he look like Bill Clinton? He looks like Bill, but don't he sound like Hillary? We love you, buddy. Derek Boyd.
After this year, I'm through, praise God. I'm moving to Missouri. I'm moving out, actually. Amen. Oh, boy, we're having some fun. We're on something here already tonight. We want to do something different for you tonight. We want to pay kind of a tribute to the songs that brought us to the point that we are here tonight. Everywhere you go, you got to have a starting point. And 25 years ago, something started in this area that touched lives all across the world. And it's because of songs, anointed, gifted songs from various songwriters. But I'm telling you, we want to give tribute in a medley of songs of Heaven Bound. I think you'll recognize some of these songs.
Yeah, come on, put your hands together, help me.
When Jesus reached down and lifted. Jesus today.
Ah!
And though we climb high mountains, we cannot give up the fight. Oh, but we must be like Moses. We must keep on going. Canaan land is just inside. Oh, there will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. We will be there by and by. With milk and honey flowing, that is where I'm going. Canaan land is just inside. Yes, Canaan land is just inside.
Yes, amen.
What a great song. What a great message. And here comes another song that we'd like to do for you. It's brand new. Another song that my mama has written. And I think it's another one of the most powerful songs that I've ever heard. It talks about two different scenarios. The first scenario is how God was willing to touch the leper man. I can just see the leper man maybe sitting on the roadside one day, and Jesus was walking by, and he said, "Sir, I believe with all my heart, if you'd be willing, key word willing, to touch me, that I'd be healed." And it's just like God to say, "Well, I'm willing.
Amen.
I'll touch you." And that same Jesus that was so willing to touch that leper, was that same Jesus that was just as willing to touch Bartimaeus. That same Jesus that touched him was that same Jesus that touched Lazarus. That same Jesus that touched him is that same Jesus that's been touching me for 27 years. That same Jesus, after all that good, was that same Jesus that gave his life so that you and I wouldn't have to. And it all started with the words, "I'm willing." Listen to a song that's so much of a ministry just within itself.
There was a leper man sent from his homeland to die. He had a dread disease, and in his life no peace could he find. Then Jesus came his way. I heard the leper cry out, saying, he said, "Lord, if you please, my pain you could ease, if you'd be Son of man sent from his homeland to die. You see, sin's debt had been made, and he would pay with his life. Gethsemane, he cried in agony to his Father. He said, "Lord, if you please, let this cup pass from me,
If not, I'm willing. Oh, he did not hesitate.
Not one time, no.
He just bowed and prayed and said, I'm willing.
For all of us, he's willing tonight.
Oh, church, I'll heal your disease. And then I'll set your heart at ease. Because I'm willing. It was settled. So if by faith you can believe, when you ask you will receive, because I'm willing. Oh, he did not hesitate.
Not one time.
Oh, he just bowed and prayed and said, I'm settled long ago, and I want the world to know that I'm willing. So if by faith you can believe, when you ask you will receive, because I'm willing. So if by faith you can believe, when you ask you will receive,
because I'm
that Jesus saved me. I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe. Yes, I know what Jesus did.
The trumpet sounds, I'll be heaven bound.